Wow. So that's what's going on. Wow. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Brian Merlinite, the boss of medium. Of course. It is Mercury in the microwave, everybody. Yeah, that's definitely what's happening. Mercury in the microwave. What does that mean? That means technology is malfunctioning. Anything to do with technology or communication. After that solar eclipse, it was like, bam. It was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like I can't even count about how many things have just happened. Where this is the second week, I have not been able to bring my laptop that I use for radio. I have my other one, basic, by the way, because freakishly something has happened with the cord. The cord freakishly just broke right off in the laptop, and I was literally supposed to have a live guest. I was supposed to have live music. I was so excited. It's my birthday week, and my birthday's Friday, and so I was gonna have Ricky Rocksteady come in. You know, he does Rocksteady, he does the reggae, he does the ska, he does, you know, he's gonna do it on acoustic, and I was so pumped, I was so excited, and that happened. And I was like, of course, I should just basically, at this point, I should just lock myself up until the retrograde is over on the 25th. Basically, I'm actually thinking to do that. Just not come out. Other than that, these are first world problems, and I'm just grateful for the sunshine. I'm grateful for my health, and I'm grateful to be here. I knew I needed to come because I know this is your therapy, but it's therapy for me too. So we're all getting the therapy, all right? We're all doing it. And of course, you know, I put some surf music on, and mysteriously, it's just not playing. Like, but it's, you know what's funny? I'm used to this, actually. It doesn't have to even be in a retrograde. And spirit will just mess with things in the studio constantly. They will just constantly mess with things. Like, and it's just like, great. So this is nothing new. I mean, yeah, it's... I was just like, I don't even know why I bothered to come in today, at the, like, until the retrograde's over. But you know why? Because because the retrograde isn't necessarily bad. It just means, you know, I had this beautiful feeling today when I was thinking about all these things that are malfunctioning. I was like, this is actually really gorgeous. It's beautiful. To be able to just lose control, you know, to be able to have things out of your control and for you to just be able to accept that, that means you're being chosen. It means you're being chosen for change. It means you're open for change. It means you're accepting anything that is no longer serving you, or if anything needs to change, you're open to it. So if you're having a crazy retrograde like I am, it doesn't necessarily mean you're getting all your backed up karma, or you're not living in your truth, or whatever the heck you think you're being punished for. It means you're actually receptive to being able to say, okay, I want to do the change now. Be grateful to be able to do a series of change in one short time, because you don't want to go through this spread out through the year. You want this all clumped up in one span of time. Just let it be consecutive. Just take it, let it wear out, and just be done with it, okay? I promise you, it's not going to be that bad. So it's just interesting, because I had like such a revelation of like, this is just how grateful it is to experience being out of control, to experience chaos, because it brings order. It always brings order. And that's why I was just like, well, I'm going to come on the radio show anyway. I'm going to do this, even if things are malfunctioning, just like now. Woo! Anyway, yeah, I'm channeling. You got to channel the fun. You got to get what's good. You got to just be here and be like, yes, it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. Because there's about, look at all these sources we can use for music. It's beautiful. You know, look at everything. If this place still has tapes, still has vinyl, like it has the old energy, like that vintage energy. And it's just like, oh my God, don't ever change this place, WMFO. Keep it. Keep it. Keep that vintage sentiment going. Like, it's so beautiful. It's so great. And so, you know, I come here. This is my therapy. This is your therapy. And hopefully we can start our guided meditation very soon. And yeah, it's like that. So anyways, I'm so grateful for this beautiful weather we're having. It's really good. Life is really, really good, you know, and it's really okay to have mild meltdowns about your first world problems. Nobody's going to judge. It's okay to let it out. It's really okay. You know, it's what it's for. If God didn't want you and the universe didn't want you to have luxurious things and plentitude and pleasurable things, then he wouldn't give you these little first world problems, okay? These minor problems. And you're perfect where you're at. Everything you're doing, you're perfect. The sun, look at the sun. I get to come in at 6 p.m. And now that we're here at 6 p.m., look at the gorgeousness. The gorgeousness of what's happening is that I get to turn the lights off and we get to do, and I get to be in the studio doing a meditation with you while the sun's going down. Look at how beautiful it is. Like, it doesn't get much better than this. It really doesn't. So, yeah, it's all about, I feel like it's all about gratitude right now. And there's a Beach Boy, speaking of gratitude, there's a Beach Boy documentary that's due to come out in May, and I'm so excited. So I think we're gonna do some Beach Boys today. God, every time the Beach Boys make a documentary, every time they come out, it's just like, it's so inspiring. The reason why I do so this being here in the studio, doing studio things, being a producer, all of that stuff, because of Brian Wilson. And I would obsessively watch his documentaries. I still do. I obsessively watch those, and I'm just like, how can I want to be in that? I can feel it. I can feel what he's going through, but I in this lifetime, I wanna be in that realm, in that paradigm. You know when you can feel something like another musician is doing, you say at the same time you're like, oh, I want to be like that, but at the same time you're like, no, I want to be like that, but at the same time I'm feeling exactly what's going on. I know, isn't it cool? It's pretty cool. So this is such a classic. So we're going to listen to This is In My Room by the Beach Boys, and we will be back with our guidey, our weekly guidey. I love you so much. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, free from radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Woo!
There's a world where I can go and tell my secrets to.
Oh my goodness. I think this is the first time ever that I'm on radio. I'm gonna have like a meltdown. I swear to God. There's nothing working. Oh my God, is this retrograde really happening right now? Oh my God, of course. See, I you know when you know you should just not, and then you do it and you're like, I should have listened to my intuition. It's always right. It's always right. My brain's always wrong and my intuition's always right. And I do the dumb thing. Oh my goodness. But you know what? We have a drum. We have a drum. We have things happening. We have love in the air. This is just a test of my character. This is a test of what happens when things do not go your way, Mariah. First, my artist isn't here. Now, nothing. Things are just not working. Oh! Okay. This is when we bring in angels, and we're gonna take it down a notch, and we're gonna bring it in. We're gonna bring it in. We're gonna be like, yeah, angels. Everything's good. And I have to pee right now, and I need to do the meditation for you guys, but I have to pee really bad. So why don't we go back to the Beach Boys? Oh my God. Woo! We're okay. Have you ever seen Weekend with Bernie's when they're like, we're okay. We're okay. We're not okay. We're not okay. We're going to be okay. This is love. This is light. This is grounding. This is grounding. Come on. You know what this is. This is spirit's got you. You know, I need to listen to my own advice. I'm like, just trust in spirit. Girl, just trust. And I'm over here like, y'all are bugging. Like, I'm not even trying to trust y'all. Because y'all be just messing around. Like, y'all, what my angels are doing right now, they're sitting back and they're laughing so hard, probably. Why? Okay. Okay, it's Beach Boys. I'm gonna wake you up early because I'm gonna take a ride with you. You like that? We're going down to the Honda shop. I'll tell you what we're gonna do. Come on. Put on a ragged sweatshirt. I'll take you anywhere you want me to. First gear. It's all right. Second gear. Trying to do the Mike Love voice. I don't know if it's working. Anyways, catch a wave. Here we go.
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Don't be afraid to try the greatest sport around.
Catch a wave. Catch a wave.
Those who don't just have to put it down. You paddle out, turn around and raise. And baby, that's all there is to the coastline craze. You gotta catch a wave and you're sitting. It's been going on so long.
Catch a wave, catch a wave.
They said it wouldn't last too long. They'll eat their words with a fork and spoon and watch them. They'll hit the road and I'll be surfing soon. And when they
catch a wave, they'll be sitting on top of the world.
Hello, 91.5 FM, WMFO, meant for Tufts, free-formed radio all the way. I think I love you, isn't that what life is made of? Yeah, fun. We're gonna have some more fun in the sun. Here we go.
Forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird
well,
away.
Well, when girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
is all
true. You shouldn't have lied, now you shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do now.
You shouldn't have lied, now you shouldn't have lied.
And we'll have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird
away. And we'll have fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
We come on this sloop, John B., my grandfather and me. Around Nassau Town we did roam, drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken.
John B. girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear. And the southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright. And the northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California girls. The West Coast has the sunshine and the girls all get so tan. I dig a fringe bikini on Hawaiian Isles by a palm tree in the sand. I've been all around this great big world and I see all kind of girls. Yeah, but I couldn't wait to get back in the States, back to the cutest girls in the world. I wish they
hello, friends. Hello, yeah. So, guess what I have? I have a drum, so I have live music. So, guess what we can do? We can definitely do a shamanic drumming and a shamanic meditation. We are not without. We have a Beach Boy playlist on cue. You know, this is how we do it. And this is how we're flowing with it. This is how we're going with it, because you never know the lesson that wants to be embraced and embodied when you finish and you understand why. I dig a French bikini on Hawaii Island all by a palm tree in the sand. Ooh. Okay. All we got is a drum. That's all we have. That's all we have is a drum. That's it. That's it. We just have a drum. And it's good. It's good. It's good. So we're over here at a Mercury retrograde party, actually. That's what we're doing. We're having a Mercury retrograde party. Isn't it fun? That means we're going to embrace. We're going to embrace the chaos. We're going to embrace all the chaos that's going on. And we're going to make memories. We're going to make memories happen. We're going to be in the moment and we are going to go with the flow, because this is what this is all about. This is a new kind of way of adjusting. So here we go. Thank you, angels, for being here with us. Thank you for at least giving us the mic, at least having the Rivendell here. We're good. We're good. We're Gucci. We're Gucci, okay? So I'm going to do some drumming. You can call in your spirit guides and your angels, anyone, anything. We're going to be open to healing, assistance, anything that you need to know, anything that's going on. We're going to heal the body right now. We're going to just be able to go with the flow and let go and release any kind of worry, any anxieties. And we're going to be here and we're going to say, oh, okay. Like, this is such a good lesson for me right now. And I'm already understanding why this had to happen this way. So we're going to say, oh, okay. And allow. This is a beautiful lesson about what it means to accept and allow things to happen that are out of our control. So thank you for being on this crazy journey with me right now, because it's crazy. It's crazy, mate. It's crazy. It's so crazy. Breathe in. Breathe out. Yeah. In and out. In and out. Let's begin. And remember to watch out for your spirit animal. Go of the ego. This is where that real healing is when we let go of that ego. We let go of what we believe should be happening, what we think should be happening, and what we expect to be happening. We just let go and we ride the wave. Oh, we ride that hurricane. We ride the surfboard. We're in the wave of enchantment right now. Say goodbye to the ego. This is what this is for, the transformation. Aries, April energy is all about the unknown, the fool. Retrograde is so important and powerful for this time, and it's so necessary, and it's so needed. Chaos is needed in order for there to be order, in order for there to be change, in order for you to grow into your highest, greatest, most powerful, highest form of self. Let the chaos in. Woo! Healing right here. So, for doing a different form of Paranormal Playground Sounds today, and I'm so grateful we have all these Beach Boy songs to play because they are such a high vibrational, positive playlist that why not? Why wouldn't I have any other band? And I'm so excited. Their documentary is coming out. So, with that, it's everything is about focusing on the good, focusing on things that we're grateful for, focusing on what we have in front of us. And that's exactly what it's bringing us to. And I'm feeling the healing. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it's so interesting right now, everything that's going on, because it's like I'm acting like I'm so surprised that everything malfunctioned. But at the same time, I already knew that that was going to happen. And yet I still came in. But, you know, I feel like me not coming in would be missing out on the secrets of the universe. And what a beautiful place to be thrown into the unknown and to be thrown into, you know, that place of uncertainty. So much lessons happening right now, you know. You know, I'm all about spontaneity. I'm all about the spontaneous goodness. That's what Paranormal Playground Sounds is all about. And creating and discovering and connecting with spirit and not knowing what spirit. But there's always a form, right? There's always a formula. You come in, 6 o'clock, you have a I got a guided meditation. Either there's a play, you know, there's a playlist. There's dreams I had. Spirit gives me a playlist. And if that's not working, you know, I do a vinyl reading. If the vinyl reading, you know, isn't working, I just pop on my laptop and we have a paranormal playlist. That's not here. So that's what we're doing. We got a drum. We have a drum and we have the Beach Boys. And Dennis Wilson is a drummer from the Beach Boys, and I can feel his spirit here very strong. I actually called on his name earlier today. Him and Carl Wilson, and sometimes I don't know why, but I do, because they're actually the reason why this runs so smoothly. I call them my co-hosts. Carl and Dennis are my co-hosts. I remember before I came back to WMFO, I transitioned from the other radio show and I came back to WMFO. That, excuse me, that I had a dream. They're like, oh, your radio show is going to be started again. And it was before I came to WMFO. It was so beautiful. They're like, yeah, you're going to be on the radio again and it's happening. And I didn't know it was WMFO. And then I'm here at this beautiful station, and they were the ones that gave me the premonition that I was going to be here in my dreams. And I love you so much, Dennis and Carl Wilson. Thank you. Thank you for everything. And Dennis, I hope you're proud of me, of all the drumming I'm doing, and feeling your energy and feeling your spirit. And I just feel this love washing over, and this love just being like, you got this. You're in it. You signed up for it. And now you're here. It's been crazy since the eclipse, but more good. When I say crazy, I'm saying there's so many things that have been happening out of control. Like, we're so used to being in control of everything, and everything has changed. Like, everything from, like, where I live, like, renovations. It's completely just, you know, I live at the same place, but it's completely just, completely different, you know, renovating. And I know what you know what that's like, and I'm really into feng shui and the valuing and the importance of where you are in your home and maintaining that and making sure that, you know, it's a good energy, because you spend so much of your time there, and that's where you're planted and that's your roots. So that's definitely something to think about, a message coming in, you know, thinking about how where you live and your living space affects your entire life, your entire energy, and where you are and where you go. So there's a message within that. I'm very into the feng shui and the energy and, you know, making sure I do things right. So I went ahead and decided to completely renovate everything, because I wanted new energy. And this is like a multiple month project, and I'm finally wrapping it up. So it's just important to really think about not only just home, wherever you are grounded and centered, what environment that is, because that's going to bring everything into your entire life and your entire day. So be mindful and look around you. Is your environment the way you want it to be? You know, I mean, for example, like, I walked out, I was walking around, and I had my neighbors just like, she said to me, she's just like, I love having you as a neighbor, you know. And how beautiful to hear that. And I have great neighbors. I have really nice people that I live around. I'm so unbelievably grateful for that. And to be able to hear something like that is miraculous. So look at me, look at how good of a mood I'm in, because I'm surrounded by that. I'm surrounded by energy that likes me there, that is grateful for me to be there. So we have to look at our surroundings and our energy, and is the retrograde shaking things up so you can be put in a different place? Is the retrograde shaking things up so you can be aware of what you're surrounded by? What is, you know, what is the retrograde connecting you with exactly? And how can you utilize it? How can you utilize everything? How beautiful and how perfect. Oh, everything is good. Everything is grand. And I'm feeling the healing of spirit very strong. So this is all appropriate and it was all supposed to happen. You know, I know that. It's just the human form likes to stir up things immediately. That's their flight or fight response. Fight or flight response is to stir things up and get worried and get anxious and be like, oh my God! Ah! Ah! You know, nothing's in my control. And just completely lose it. So, you know, we don't have to lose it. We can be calm. We can call on angels and we can say, I let go. I let go. I let go and I just let God. So how beautiful. Okay, speaking of God, let's put on some more Beach Boys. That's why God made the radio. We're here on 91.5 FM WMFM Medford Taps Freeform Radio. I'll be back with some more drumming, and you know it, because you know it felt good. I know it feels good, and we all feeling good, so we gonna continue this. Love you so much. So grateful.
That's why God made the radio.
Well, that's that.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth.
That's Earth! And step on it!
To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Wasn't so long ago that every year your family would rent a house from June to Labor Day. Summer in Monterey. None of us wore no clothes in Monterey. Our feet were bare, our shorts were all we'd ever wear. And I would jump for joy that you were there. Take you to the movie show, watching arm in arm. Used to hope the film would work its charm. Then you and I, we'd saunter home, far behind the crowd. Will you linger longer than your ma and pa had allowed? Never in love before, be alone to beat it to the Ocean View Cafe. That was our hideaway. Summer in Monterey.
Do. let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Feel back home.